Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. This is where the lay faithful come together with this worldwide platform. Thank you, EWTN, and spread it to the world what our takes are on the topics that I introduce. So the question for today, and you don't have to be Catholic to weigh in, is what is missing in your life? Okay, I need you to think about it for a moment. What is missing in your life? And call in. You'll speak to Matt Kubinski. He's ready at the phones for you at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can also tell us what's missing in your life by texting us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response, then you text us your first name and what is missing in your life. And we'll get it. Please just know that message and data rates may apply. So texting is a really cool feature if you want to do that. So it's simple. You just text the letters EWTN to 58177. And just when you're prompted, just put in the information. Okay, so that's how easy that is. If you like to text us. If you'd like to email us, it's take2 at EWTN.com. Take2, the number 2, or you can spell it out, at EWTN.com. We get the emails. Charles and I read them all. So does Jerry. But Charles has been helping us to respond. So we appreciate your patience in that. Also, you can go on social media. Ace is on there right now. I'm waving to you guys. You got the chats going. Put your comments in there of what's missing in your life right now. And let's talk about it. Today is the feast day of Pope St. John Paul II. We love him so very much. What a great pope he was, and great leader, and people just really related to him. He wrote so beautifully. He expressed his words in such a genuine way, and people really responded. So this is a wonderful feast day, and this is a great day for you to call in. You can always tell all your friends you called in on the feast day of St. John Paul II. So please make that call. What is missing in your life? You're going to have to take just a minute to think about it. If you don't want to, you know, maybe out yourself or your family members because you think, well, this is kind of, I'm expressing maybe a negative. It really isn't. You'll see how we talk about it. Just use a name like your confirmation name or a name that you just always thought was a cool name. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And again, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. I do need you to weigh in on this. If I ask the question, that's your chance to respond. So stop what you're doing. Take about 2 minutes. Make the call. You might be on hold for a little bit, but you can listen live and you can continue doing some of the things you need to do. But I really need to hear from you because when we come together as the mystical body of Christ, we learn and grow together. And I've always said this for 9.5 years. We walk away from this very brief hour together a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. Okay, I wasn't going to share this, but I did share it with Charles, my producer. We were talking about it yesterday, and Charles was sharing too, thinking about what is missing in our lives. I think the only thing that I would say that is missing in my life, I'm pretty content and grateful for my life because I've been through a lot of medical situations and illnesses and stuff, and so I'm just grateful to be alive. But I will tell you that if I felt like something was missing in my life, it would have been a daughter. I wish I had had a daughter. If God would have blessed me with a daughter. Now, the good news is I have 2 granddaughters. So that's fantastic. And so I'm very, very grateful. But I would have loved a daughter because, and I'm going to start to get emotional. I have to say, my mom and I had a fantastic relationship. We were very close. I felt she was very good to me, and I hope I was good to her. I know that that was so important for her to have that. Now, she had 4 daughters, but my mom and I were particularly close, and I was taking care of her the last 11 years of her life. And so I just know how she would constantly say to me, I'm so grateful that I have you. I'm so grateful that you're there for me. And I think that there's something now sons are great. Don't get me wrong. I have 2 sons, but sons are great and they can be wonderful to their parents. And a lot of you, adult males that call in, you have shared that, that you take care of your parents and you love your parents very much and you honor the commandments that God has instructed for all of us. And that's a beautiful thing. But there's something very unique about a mother-daughter relationship. And I think that would be the only thing that I would say is missing in my life. But I mean, I'm still faring well and things are cool and everything's good. So you get the picture. That's my answer. I'd love to hear your answer and really be very, very deep and genuine about it. I mean, if it's something that's really bothering you, that something is truly missing in your life, this is an opportunity for us to talk about it and maybe grow through this experience of making a phone call here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You can also make your comments on Facebook as well as YouTube. Go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page and please like us there. And Charles is always posting the after show comments and articles that we come up with in the midst of doing the show. So that's always a cool way to check in. So Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. But I'd love to hear from you. So don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to make the call. Don't just sit back and be entertained by everybody talking about what's missing in their life, in their lives. But please call in 833-288-3986 is the number to call. It's super fun and easy. Be a first-time caller. We get lots of first-time callers, and that's wonderful. I love to meet new friends of Take Two, so it's an awesome opportunity. And if you just got in the car and you just happened to trip onto the station and this is kind of interesting for you, well, this is a live call-in show. It's a chance for all of us to come together and share our lived experiences, our wisdom, our knowledge, our understanding of the topics that are put forth for all of us to kind of deal with. And the questions that are asked of us. And the question today is, what is missing in our life? What is missing in your life? If you can answer that, maybe there's nothing that's missing in your life. You are 100% content. Please share it with the world. Maybe you have a lot of things missing in your life and you wish you could do a do-over. By the way, if you want to do that, if you want to hit the reset button, there's help out there. Lots of resources. CatholicCounselors.com does a great job. We also do a great job at StandTallToday.com. So that's for life coaching. But there's resources out there to help you hit that reset button. So please call in. It's important. 833-288-EWTN. What is missing in your life? That's the question I'm asking today, and I really want to hear your answer. Be right back. Okay, I'm asking the question today, what is missing in your life? And I'd love to hear from you. You can just dial in at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we do have comments coming in on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. I will get to them, so thank you so very much. We're going to get to our first caller, Cecilia, in just a moment. Please hang on. I wanted to share with our listeners about a father. It's a offer for you to pick this up from Father Spitzer. So listen to this. Father Spitzer's Universe, Exploring Life's Big Questions by Father Robert Spitzer. A priest and philosopher of science, Father Spitzer offers evidence and proofs for common questions such as, is there really an intelligent being who created the universe? If so, what does this mean for each individual person? Does the soul exist? Is there a purpose for our suffering? Father Spitzer breaks open the wisdom of saints through the ages and shares his own personal experiences of learning to trust God through life's trials. So this is from EWTN Publishing. So folks, please, you know, pick it up at EWTNRC.com. Very important to listen to what Father Spitzer has to say. The man is absolutely brilliant. I just have to tell you that. And he's a friend of Take Two's. And so we just love him to pieces. Okay, we're going to get to our first caller, Cecilia, who's actually a first-time caller. Thank you, Cecilia, in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Take it away, Cecilia. Hello, Cecilia. Yes, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Hello, Janet. Good morning. I just wanted to pray. I'm praying to pray for my husband to find peace in our home. We're very blessed, and I have a very good job. Finally, I'm 50 years old, and I'm a retired pre-K teacher, and I got my second career, and I'm happy with my job. And I pray for my husband to find that same peace in his career. Mm-hmm. He's a high school special ed teacher, and I pray for him every day.
Oh,
just for him, to God to give him the strength.
Sure.
Continue his ministry.
You sound very emotional about it. Is he struggling? Is he starting to get down about it?
Yeah, I think it's mostly the paperwork. You know, all the extra time, personal time he has to spend.
Aww.
Weekends. He loves what he does. And he loves making a difference in the lives of children and students.
Mm-hmm.
But it it really causes me grief to watch him spend all his free time that he should be spending to regenerate.
Right.
He spends hours and hours of paperwork that he has to do. And I understand every job is a commitment, and everybody has part of the job that they don't like to do, but it's okay because it's a blessing to always mm-hmm. have a job. But I just pray for him to find the peace and strength and to help him
mm-hmm.
Find that what is missing in his life is for him to give himself time.
Yeah.
You know,
have you told him that, Cecilia?
Yes.
And what does he say?
He'll say, yes, I'll make time for myself. And, you know, he tries to, and he'll sit and relax in his chair. And we, you know, try to attend, you know, 5 p.m. Mass on Sundays, you know. And I think that's his time. I think that when we go to Mass, that's the time that he, I think, uses to regenerate. And as he's praising the Lord and he's celebrating Mass, I think I see him. It's like the once a week I see him sit for, you know, the hour.
Yeah, well, this is, I can hear it's weighing very heavy on you and your heart, but here's the good news. You have all of heaven's attention and support if you're reaching out, okay? And you guys are in a good place with the Lord. You're reaching out to the Lord. You've got support. So you've got support in the guardian angels. You've got support in the saints. And I know this sounds... you know, people may say, okay, Debbie, that sounds cool that you're doing that, but does it really work? Does it really help? Absolutely. I'm living proof of it. What I would suggest to do is you can do this with your husband, or you can do it by yourself representing your family. Ask all of the angels and saints to surround your home, to surround your family, to surround your husband, to help him through this and to provide the necessary next steps so that you can bring that peace into your home, so that things can have a good rhythm and a good routine. I can tell you that when I was, there were several times in my life that I hit that point where I was like, okay, I need to do something, like clone myself or something, because there's not enough hours in the day. There's not enough things. I was kind of joking around with God. I need like three of me, Lord. I don't know how this is going to work out. And then it dawned on me, you know, we lean on the saints, we lean on the angels, and they know when God allows them, obviously, to know when we need them the most. So why not call an army around your family and your husband to help him? I mean, you may be very pleasantly surprised at the supernatural way he gets through things, and everything works out beautifully. I know that happened in my life, and it actually happened in my husband's life. So I hope that, and I pray that for you and your husband, so that you can lift those tears and not have them weigh on you. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Debbie. I'm sorry. I was driving, so when I went on the air, I was kind of caught off guard. But no, yes, I pulled over and to talk to you because I've been praying about it. I turned on the radio, and there you are, and you know. Made me realize, you know, I have to call in and say, what is missing in my life? And this is the peace, you know, for my husband, because if he's not in peace, then that doesn't, you know, then I'm not in peace.
Right.
I'm not at peace. So, no, this is helpful. I love the angels. I love calling the army, just like you said, the army to surround our home and our children and, you know, and for him, because as a head of household, you know, I need him to keep strong and to make sure there isn't anything missing in his life, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if you can do that together, it would be even better to do that. But and constantly call on them. But I can tell you that the heaven is definitely there to help. We don't tap into all of heaven enough. Some people have their what they call their go-to saints, and that's wonderful. But you can, you know, God's about cooperation. He's about participation. And so, Cecilia, you know, I have a good feeling about this. I'm going to put you and your husband in our prayer book and just keep us posted how everything is going, okay?
Thank you, and God bless you, and God bless for everything that you do.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much, and have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful call, and prayers are already going up for Cecilia and her husband, so that is wonderful. I love how the Take-Two family jumps into action. You guys are amazing. If you would like to call in about what is missing in your life, 833-288-3986, because Cecilia just freed that phone line. David is up next from Hudson, Massachusetts, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, David. Welcome to the program. Hello, David.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi. You're on the air. Go right ahead, sir.
So I think the topic was what we're missing in life. And mm-hmm. for me, it's actually a little bit different. So I got married a little later in life, and I met somebody who just sort of filled in the marriage resume. She had a good degree, a master's degree. She was an accountant, even the same sort of ethnic background as me. We got married, and what happened was she met somebody online and sort of left me and my son hanging. Long story short, I ended up getting full custody of my son because she basically abandoned the marriage, and I got the marriage annulled. But I still sort of worry about my ex's, her spiritual well-being and her place, so to speak, as a mother. She still sees her son and stuff, but it's still hard to get over the shock of it. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I'm still sort of looking for somebody, but at the same time, I'm trying to balance out the wear and tear that divorce caused, especially after the amount of effort I put in to find the right person and the way it went down. It was pretty shocking. I mean, she just basically met somebody online, and a few months later, she moved out.
Sure.
Leaving a three, almost four-year-old child with me, mm-hmm. Which worked to the advantage, so I got custody, but still, it's just, it caused a lot of controversy with my family. Her parents were extremely distraught and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's been a few years now, and, you know, we're all in a better place, but it's just at this point, I still wonder about where she is sort of spiritually and mentally. You know, we talk, but we don't talk as much as we used to. Mm-hmm. And so what I pray for and what I ask for prayers for is her conversion.
Sure.
Even if she doesn't go back to me, that's not the case, but somehow that she sort of straightens her own act out.
Yeah, that's a beautiful prayer. David, is there a chance of reconciliation down the road or no?
No, it's been 6 years now.
Okay.
My son's 10 and it's too late. We already got the annulment, mm-hmm. and, okay. You know, there's just been too much between us now at this point.
Okay, so a couple things, David. Obviously, it was traumatizing for you, and that betrayal really stings, and it hurts badly, and it stays with you, and now you're a single dad, basically. You know, you said she's involved in your son's life, but you're basically raising your child. What I can tell you just from working with couples for many years and those that have gone through a divorce and annulment and things like that, that it's where you're at in your spiritual life, David, that makes all the difference. And what I mean by that is you made the comment, you still worry about her and her soul and her and where she's at. If you can continue to pray for her, that is a wonderful thing. If you can continue to, you know, uphold the dignity of her being the mother of your son. That's a wonderful thing. If you can, if you can't quite forgive completely, then if you can ask Jesus to step in, you do your part. You forgive where how much, you know, you can muster up forgiveness for your former wife. And then ask God, ask Jesus to step in and fill in the rest and help you with that. And then your vocation, obviously right now, is your son. And you're, sounds like you're doing a great, exactly. But I will tell you something though, David, God is about surprises and miracles. And if you continue to do the right thing, this is my belief now, if you continue to do the right thing, you're a great dad to your son, you're doing all the right things, you're maintaining your faith and you're keeping the faith and you're keeping the hope and you're keeping the peace and joy in your home, I believe God will bless that. And I believe you will see those blessings. And because I just know from being in ministry since 1989, that's the way God works. He is abundant with his gifts and blessings and graces. And so, David, your role obviously is what you just said, to keep doing what you're doing, keep praying for your former wife, and to keep trying to forgive her over and over again. And then keep moving forward, because you will see that beautiful sense of glory in the end, and you'll be able to capture it and go, okay, and you'll look back and you'll say, I did the right thing at the time. I maintained the faith. I kept the peace in the home. My son was raised beautifully, and now, Lord, it's going to be David's time. What do you say, David? I have a good feeling about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I want to make the point too that for people who might have experienced this, you know, middle-aged people, because I went out and started dating here and there, and one of the things I noticed is sometimes you have a partner and a spouse, and they're not really equals. They're really not there spiritually or mentally, or they just basically, something is still kind of weighing them down, and just want people to know that it's not really their fault. I think as I've started dating other divorced people, one of the things I've seen is some people go into it 100% and then some people don't. Yeah. And you can't really beat yourself up afterwards.
Mm-hmm. But people are broken, David. You know, you got people coming together. You know, that's why when people say, I want this perfect marriage and, you know, this Hollywood romance marriage, it doesn't happen like that. People come with their baggage from their childhood, their traumas, their wounds, all their insecurities, everything, all their defects. They come into the marriage and now you're supposed to come together and everything's supposed to be happy, happy, happy. Well, it doesn't really work like that. And you're right. And it's, but I will tell you, it is important to find out where somebody is spiritually, because you want to meet them where they're at, but you want to continue to grow, because the idea of a sacramental marriage is you're building that spiritual strength so that the two of you can get to heaven. So you're helping each other get to heaven in that way. And so it's important for people to want that and to go into it. If people are just going into marriage going, well, this seems like a good partner and I could probably have a family with this person, I mean, that's not necessarily a good reason to go into a relationship. Really, it should be something very long-term, very committed, and having the goal of heaven in mind, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pray for it, though, David. I have to tell you, I prayed for it. I prayed for it big time with God, and I believe God brought me Marty. So I prayed for it, and I wasn't going to get remarried. I have to tell you, I was not going to do it because I was married for 20 years, and I was traumatized too, David. And I prayed really hard. I said, Lord, if you want this for me, this is what it has to be, because I can't do this again. And here came Marty. So, and we're going to be 15 years, November 7th. So, David, we're going to be praying for you. I put you in the book. You hear the music. I'm going to let you go on that. And when I come back, more of your calls about what is missing in your life. This is turning out to be a fantastic discussion here on Take Two. Please call in 833-288-EWTN. I'll be right back. Pam, asking the question today, what is missing in your life? We're going to get back to the phones. Jane is up next, so hang on, everybody. Everybody's on hold listening. You should be able to listen to the show, so just hang on. I'll get to you as quick as I possibly can. I'll turn on my New Jersey speed. Congratulations is going out to our longtime EWTN radio partner, Trinity Catholic Radio, serving Carroll, Iowa, is celebrating 19 years with EWTN. Congratulations to the great team at KYMJ from your friends here at EWTN. Can you believe that, guys? 19 years of reaching souls with the gospel message of Jesus Christ 24/7. That is amazing. Wow. Okay, like I said, we're going to move to Jane, and Jane is in Arkansas on the EWTN app. Hello, Jane. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
I want to talk about my marriage to my husband. I'm a cradle Catholic. He was raised a Seventh-day Adventist, and we got married 13 years ago. I always went to church, but I really kind of fell away from the faith. I didn't know very much about my faith. Mm-hmm. And so we would have what I would call holy wars while we were dating and after we got married, discussing the faith. I became convicted that I wanted to be deeper, either I'm Catholic or I'm not. And so I went deeper into my faith. Now, we were married outside the church. And at this point, I did get an annulment from my first marriage. When I asked him he would have to get an annulment, as I understood it, as I was told, he refused. After a time, I was like, well, then, you know, we couldn't be involved in the marital embrace. And, of course, this upset him very, very much. And after about a year, I took it to, we had a meeting with our pastor in Florida, and the pastor was basically, after he heard our story, was, well, this marriage, your husband's marriage is clearly would be annulled, so you don't have to feel bad. You can go ahead and take communion and, you know, be in relations with your husband. And, of course, I was like, I had a lot of questions about that, but that was what he said. And so that was about 4 years ago. I now live in Arkansas, and I'm with a new pastor, and I'm very much involved in my church, and I love my church, but I'm starting to feel more and more like a hypocrite. And I just, I miss having my husband celebrate the faith with us, which he does go to Mass with me.
Mm-hmm.
I
want to make sure I capture this correctly. Why do you feel like a hypocrite?
Well, because I did not go through, when I was going through my annulment,
mm-hmm.
the person said that my husband would have to have an annulment also,
right.
And that we would have to be married in the church,
mm-hmm.
and that has not happened. And then when I went to talk to our pastor in Florida, hoping that he would explain to my husband, you know, your wife's a Catholic, and this is what has to take place,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he refused. And the religion that he grew up in was very anti-Catholic. So, but he does attend Mass with me, and he likes it.
Right. Okay. So, where are you at today? You're with a new pastor, and what does this pastor say?
I have not spoken to him about it yet because mm-hmm. I'm just afraid of what can of worms I'm going to open, and like, should I just rely on what that other pastor said? But I just mm-hmm. my heart is convicted that.
Okay, right. Okay, so, wow, this is kind of a little bit difficult to answer in a couple minutes, but let me just try this. If you're feeling inside unrest about this, if you don't feel like you're spiritually right with God in some ways or in the past or whatever, okay, you want to go to a pastor that you trust. Now, it sounds like you trusted this pastor in Florida. He may have I don't know. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he misunderstood some. I don't know. I really don't. Sometimes I scratch my head wondering why certain clergy answer the way they do. But I love them. They're great. And I pray for our priests, but you know that they don't always say the things that are accurate at times. So what you want to do is take it to, if you trust this pastor that you're working, that you have now, I would actually muster up this courage and not have fear, because fear is not of God. And I would actually just share it with this pastor and say, listen, I want to tell you the advice I got previously. I don't feel right about this. I want to make it right with the Lord. The important thing that we have to remember is that it's about our soul. And if you're not feeling right about it, you want to make sure your soul is in a good place. It's important to do that. And technically, if you're really not sure of which way to go and you listen to a person of authority in the church, as like a priest or a bishop or something of that nature, then technically if it's wrong, it falls on them. It's going to be their problem because they gave the advice and you were obedient. But if you're feeling that something is not right, I would really get a solid, a truthful answer for your particular situation with you and your husband. And I would make it right, because now is the time. You know, the window of opportunity in our church it's an interesting time. A lot of people criticize it, but it's also a time for people to come into the church and to explore where they're at with their relationships and where they're at with the, you know, if they're in a state of grace or, you know, in a good standing. And the church is will help and remedy that and work with the people. I'm going to pray that you muster up the courage and go to this pastor that you trust. But just prior to going to that pastor or priest that you want to go to, just make sure that they are very solid in their faith, very strong Catholic priests. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't want to criticize any priest because I love the priesthood, because my uncle was a great priest. I love the priesthood. And I'm big on vocations. But I will tell you, some priests they're not up on a lot of things, unfortunately. So do you think if we pray for that you can muster up the strength? Because I would like to see you in a great, solid spiritual place with your husband, with your own soul, with his soul. Now, if his journey is going to be a little bit different, you know, you can talk to the priest about that. But I would just like to see you in a good place, because it sounds like you made this call. There's a reason. And I just believe the Holy Spirit is maybe pushing you towards that direction. What do you say?
Yes, I will. I can definitely do that. Do you have any advice for how I can approach my husband maybe again on this topic?
Yes, I do. Yeah. You ready? I would sit with your husband and tell him all the wonderful things about him and how much you love him and care about him and you want the very best. But the goal is to get to heaven. You make it very clear. The goal, hun, is we need to get to heaven. And I need my soul in a good place. I think you want your soul in a good place. But if you're not there, I can understand that. But support me, because I need to get to heaven. And it's really that simple of expressing it to people, because I think sometimes we're not so brutally honest about that, about what our goal is with marriage and relationships. And it should be to get to heaven. It's all roads point back to heaven. We should be going there. If it's now, I'm not saying this for you, but Jane, but, you know, if we're just in a relationship to have a good time, you know, we go out and we can go to dinner and we can have a partner to be with, you know, that's all fine and, you know, worldly, but our goal should always be heaven. I would just simply sit down with him and lay it all out there and just say, that's what I really want. Will you support me? What do you say?
I will, it's a touchy subject, but, I will try.
Yeah, and here's the thing, but whatever you do, don't let it rock your peace. Don't let it change your peace. You just put it out there. If he's unwilling at that time, let it just play out. Plant the seeds and let it play out, and you can, you know, always don't get, whatever you do, try not to get hurt if he responds in a negative way or he says, I don't want to do this. Okay, and say, "Okay, I just wanted to let you know that's what I really want for my soul. I'm just asking if you'll pray about it and just see if you'll support me in it. And then let it play out, because the last thing you want to do is create arguments or open up that can of worms or create things. But you do, you deserve to share what your ultimate goal is. I've always said that if we can't do that in relationships, it's a difficult relationship then, because we should be able to share what's deep in our hearts about this, about getting to heaven. So you see where I'm going with it? So either way you win. So, cause you get to share, and then, but you're not going to be attached to the outcome. You'll let it play out a little. What do you say? And then we're going to do the heavy praying. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie.
Oh, thank you. Keep us posted. I have a great feeling. In fact, go to John Paul II. He is so good. He's a mover and shaker. Go to John Paul II. It's a feast day today. Ask John Paul II to help you with this, because he's really big on, remember the whole theology of the body and everything. He's really big on this understanding of relationships, and he was so good at it. Okay?
Okay, I shall. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, but keep us posted. We need praise reports. I love praise reports. Okay, we're going to go to Neil. Neil's been waiting so patiently from Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Neil. Thanks so much for waiting and welcome.
Deb, I love you. You are the best.
Thank you. Really? And I didn't pay you to say that.
You didn't pay me at all. I mean, just listening to you, you're just so motivated, and you just a refreshing breath of fresh air.
Oh, so, thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
That really made my day. And I want to thank you.
So.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Neil, because my husband happens to be listening to the show today, so he's going to hear it. So that's really good. You scored me some brownie points there. That's awesome. Okay.
That's awesome as well. So real quick, I feel truly blessed listening to the conversations over the last, 20 minutes or so. I really, what I miss most, I think, is wishing we had more children. We have two beautiful children. They're adults now. And we have one grandchild. And, I was just thinking we should have had more along the way. But I guess that's not so bad when you listen to some of the other things folks are missing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically it with me.
Well, I have to tell you, I join you in that. We have a dear friend, David and Christine. They're wonderful, and they may be living in Virginia. They may be listening in Virginia. And David and Christine, I think they're up to 12 or 13 children now. And it's so amazing when I see the pictures that come in at Christmas time, and I'm like, wow, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Now, I don't know, Neil, if I could handle 12 or 13, because you'd pretty much take over a restaurant if you went in. But my mom and dad, there were six kids. I'm the youngest of six. And I used to be amazed at how my mother used to handle all six of us. It was pretty incredible. But I loved that. And it's interesting you're saying that you wanted more, because I feel the same way. And that's why it's the way God set it up, to be open to life and to be fruitful and multiply. And so those that actually do go to that level, and God has blessed it, it really is quite extraordinary. But you're right, Neil, for the rest of us, we're very grateful that we have the two children or one child or three children, and the grandchildren start coming in. But the beauty of it, Neil, and I've been thinking of this lately as I get older, I'm going to be 59 this year. It's so cool. Like, we've left a legacy in the world. I mean, think about it. You've got your kids and then your grandkids, and hopefully they'll get married and they'll have kids. And there's this legacy that we're leaving in the world that I think is so beautiful when we're able and blessed to have children. Those that aren't able to have children, my heart aches for them, because they want it so badly. That's why we must encourage adoption and support it, and support families in all ways. What do you say, Neil?
I say you're exactly right. I would have adopted children. My wife, it's a two-person marriage here, my wife and I, and 46 years of bliss. So she decided, that's it. We're going to have the children we had, and they've been great. We've been great with them. We've enjoyed life. And then we have a granddaughter that's now 13. So,
wow.
No complaints there.
Very cool.
But
so you got
anyway.
The granddaughter. And she must be so special for you, right?
She is. She is. She's
that's
very
cool.
Special to us.
Well, you know what I love about your spirit, Neil? You can tell you really appreciate family. You very much do. May I ask something a little personal? If you don't want to answer, that's okay. Have you been through a lot in life? Because it sounds like you have a deep gratitude.
Yes, I do. I spent 30 years in the military, as I said, and I met people that I remember to this day with all kinds of challenges in their lives. And, you know, I pray for them. I prayed mm-hmm. for them when I was there. In fact, sitting in the woods in the rain, this NCO came up to me. I was giving these guys the briefing for what we're going to do next. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, "Sir, are you a preacher?" And I said, "You're kidding." "You remind me of a preacher." And I was very impressed with that. You know, because these NCOs, they're hardcore. You know how it goes.
Well, thank you for your service, and I hear that in you as well. I hope you're in ministry, Neil, because it's pretty. I do agree. You have that pastoral sense. I can sense it in your spirit.
I appreciate it. So, Deb, keep up the great work. I love you dearly.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you back. Thank you so much. And thank you for gracing this conversation. Okay, we're going to get to Marie in Central New Jersey on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Marie. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And I'm glad you called. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, as I explained before, I've been married 46 years. Not happily married, but married 46 years. When we got married, my husband said he believed in God, but didn't believe in organized religion. So I could live with that. But in 10 years in, he told me he was an atheist. And we had three children. And every time I tried to work on relationships, he always sabotaged it in one way or another. He would either say something to me that was very hurtful, or he would do something that was very hurtful. And as a older Catholic, you know, I was told that you can't get divorced unless the other person wants the divorce, and he doesn't want one. So I've stayed married.
May I ask, have you guys been to any counseling or coaching for help with this?
He won't go.
Okay, so he's taking that position that he doesn't feel he needs it?
I don't really know what he won't talk about our relationship at all.
Wow. Okay, and you have children?
I have three adult children. I have six grandkids. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they have had their kids. Two of them had their kids baptized and confirmed, mm-hmm. but my one child, he has not had his children baptized.
Okay. So you must have that, you know, kind of hole in your heart, feeling that because you're not able to fully maybe be yourself in this relationship?
Well, basically, we've spent 46 years either living apart in the same house or living apart in two separate homes. We don't live together when we are together.
Sure. How's that working for you?
Well, after all these years, I just do my own thing. I'm very involved with my church, and you know, I visit my kids because they're all in different states. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just try to make the best of it.
Well, I wish I could make you feel better, but I don't know what words to express to make you feel better in this situation, because this is very painful. What you shared is very painful. And anybody, Yeah. And I'm sure anybody listening, in their heart and their stomach is hurting for you. What I can tell you, and this I know from suffering, you're in a position of maybe perpetual suffering in the sense that, because it's, you know, it's ongoing, you're in an you have an opportunity to have that suffering work for you spiritually rather than against you. So it sounds like you're doing that. You're very involved in church. You're very involved in your children. You're doing that and staying focused, and you're taking care of yourself. Please make sure you take care of yourself. I can't stress it enough. It's not selfishness, and you're not being selfish in any way. It is self-care. It's self-preservation. You need to do that, please.
And I do. I do take good care of myself health-wise. I think I'm just at the point of, I love him as a child of God, but there's no love relationship.
Right. I understand. And it's very hard when he's unwilling to make the necessary moves towards what you need. Okay. So what I would say though is, this is just my opinion now, but I've been around for a long time. You have a chance to attain a very high place in heaven. I'm just going to say it. So I would throw all your chips into God, and I would go for it, and I would offer this all up for everything. I would try to bypass purgatory, get straight to heaven. I would go as high and as close to God as possible on this side of the veil and go for it, because you know, you're going to be living with this, and it's still going to hurt your heart. But if you know that it has the ultimate goal of achieving the very best for yourself and for your children and for him, possibly, because I'm sure you're praying for him. You could, in my opinion, you're on a perfect road to achieve sainthood. Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds strange, but you are. If you look at the saints, look at the saints, look at Saint Monica, look at all the saints. They were given so much to deal with, and they channeled that suffering into sainthood.
Right.
So you can do it.
I mean, most people say, why don't you just get divorced? But, you know, again, being an older Catholic, that's not how we were raised.
Right. And I know. And then there may even be some, you know, priest advice out there that may say that you should, because, you know, it's not healthy for you. And then there's some that say to stay if you can handle it. But I think at the time we're in right now, just use this as an awesome opportunity to get yourself and your kids and your husband to heaven. Go for it, Marie. The ultimate goal is to get to heaven. This world is so fleeting. This world is so disappointing. It's completely broken. Okay, the only person we can trust is Jesus Christ. I mean, really, it's we've got to realize that. And I'm saying that I'm preaching to myself. So it's so true. And to keep the ultimate, fix your eyes on Jesus and go for it, Marie.
I just feel sorry for him because he just won't even consider God in his life.
Yeah. I feel sorry for him too, but we pray for him. But everybody's got their choices. I mean, what are we going to do? You can't force. Jesus doesn't force anybody to choose. So I mean, he's got his choices. But we pray for him, and with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. So we hold on to hope. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Call us again. I got you in the prayer book. Okay. So when you see forward movement, let me know. Okay. Thank you. Real quickly, I just want to say, join us for Catholic Connection tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. Teresa Tomeo and her guests share their Catholic perspective on the day's news and news makers. Okay, we're going to move to Jerry, and Jerry is in Rhode Island. I think I have time to squeeze Jerry in a couple minutes. And okay, I do. My producer just said you do. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. I'm so honored to talk with you. I listen to you every day. I have Jesus walking with me. He's mm-hmm. sitting right here with me in the car. What I'm missing in my life is something I can't do anything about. I'm 74 years old. Mm-hmm. I was a nurse for 52 years. My body is just shot, lifting, pushing, pulling, twisting all those years.
Sure.
I raised a daughter alone. She's 40 now and has a son of her own. They're wonderful children. So I appreciate all of that, but my body just is failing. Mm-hmm. I have disabilities, back issues, total replacements of this and that, and you know, I used to power walk, swim, all of this, and I just can't do that anymore, and I miss it. There's longevity in my family. My mom lived to be 98, and her sister also. My dad was in his 90s, and they were not like this. In their 70s, they were ballroom dancing together, mm-hmm. and I can barely get up and walk straight, so I'm resentful toward my body. And so I pray about it. I know I give it, you know, I give it to Jesus every day. But that's where I am. I look at other mm-hmm. people and I get envious of them because, you know, if they're older and they're walking up and down the boulevard and whatnot, and I can't do that.
I totally get it. And Jerry, here's the thing. I wish I had more that we could talk about this, but tomorrow is our All About Relationships show. So I wanted to suggest, Jerry, if you do want to call back to continue the conversation, you can tomorrow. Katie in Indiana, please call back tomorrow, and I'll put you at the front of the line for All About Relationships. But Jerry, you're saying something that we need to talk about. I'm going to bring it up again tomorrow. When our health gets to us or our bodies start breaking down, there are other things we can do, and I'm going to share that more tomorrow. So keep the faith, keep the hope, Jerry, but stay tuned in and call in or listen in tomorrow. And All About Relationships is then, and have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.